You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with... I don't need to introduce him. He's the what guy. What? What?
I don't know.
Well, today...
That was for that guy that, like, 2 months ago said that was his least favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
I don't do it all the time. Do I do it every time?
You know what? For the last 100 episodes, it's been pretty consistent.
Really? Yeah. All right.
You went on a little hiatus when you got scolded by Barnabas on the 5LQ podcast.
That's why, because I'm introducing 5LQ most of the time now.
Yeah.
And so I don't get to introduce myself and then say it. That would just be... Well, that would be really bad.
Yeah. I did hear someone yesterday actually reached out to me and they were like, hey, they read, or I guess they started with the New Churches podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went over and started listening to the 5LQ podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then read No Silver Bullets and then started looking at New Churches and just did all that kind of stuff. So he referred to 5LQ as Todd's podcast, which I don't really know what to think about that, because you're as much of a co-host on this one as Ed and I, so.
Yeah, but you are the linchpin. You hold just because it all
I'm
together.
Just because I'm on all anchor. Of them. The anchor of my soul. All right, well, on episode...
I didn't say that, but...
That's what came to my mind.
Okay.
So on episode 284, we started something a little bit different. We didn't answer a question. We actually went through our quick hitters. And this is something that we do occasionally on the 5LQ podcast. So if you haven't listened to episode 284, stop. Go
collaborate
back
and listen to 284.
Yeah, because on that episode, we share things that we have read recently. So that was the first question. What is one thing you read recently? And the second question was, what is one thing you've listened to recently? But today, we want to continue on and address the last three. So let's get right into it.
Oh.
The first one is, what is one tool or resource that you've started using recently? Tool or resource.
Tool or resource. And of course, both of us immediately look down and open our phone.
Of course.
Because of course. That's what this is what you do.
Okay. So I'll go first. We probably last week as a team, we went out for lunch and we saw these things called birds.
Oh,
and it's not, I mean, yeah. There are birds everywhere. But this was a scooter, kind of like a motorized. So think a razor, but it's a motorized razor.
Right.
Scooter. So then what you could actually do is they're all over the city and you download the app, you just scan it. And what you can do is you pay the 50 cents initial charge or something. And then every minute is however much. And you can just kind of scooter around the city. And when you're done, you just leave it there and someone else can pick it up. And if you wanted to earn a little bit of money, you could actually... charge them. You can bring them back to your place and charge them. They're all GPS located, so you can't really steal it. And you can charge it, and they'll actually give you money.
No way.
To go on your account. Yeah. So we saw it, and I was talking about it in my life group last week, and someone was like, "Oh yeah, I heard about that." And she showed me an article, one of the ladies in my small group, saying that Bird has gotten a cease and desist letter from Metro Nashville, and they have 15 days to get rid of all of them. Because people are riding on them on the sidewalk and they're just kind of parked wherever. So we'll see what happens. But if they continue, I have the app downloaded for the next time I see a bird. So I haven't...
Bird.
I'm about to use it if I can, if they don't take it away.
Bird.
But I mean, that's brilliant, right? It's brilliant to... I mean, you have all these startup ideas. And the cool thing about church planting and starting campuses and pastoral ministry, especially if you're listening in to the New Churches podcast, you have that entrepreneurial bent. So I'd encourage you just to try apps like that, try experiences like that, and see what you can learn and what you can apply to your church. All right.
Okay, I got a couple.
I said one thing.
Well,
no, it's fine.
Okay. So Telegram?
You're going there, right?
I'm going there. I'm not going all the way there.
Okay.
I'm just going there. Okay, so if you don't know, if you haven't heard of Telegram, if you have heard of Telegram, it was likely around when there were like major, major protests in Iran because the government couldn't figure out what was going on and everybody was using Telegram to communicate with each other because I guess it's encrypted or something. But there's all these little groups. It's kind of like a Facebook group, except I don't really know.
But it's encrypted.
But it's all encrypted. Okay. And it's all...
Because I don't think you can do Facebook in Iran.
You can't do Facebook what?
I don't think you can do Facebook in Iran.
Oh, no.
I think they've closed some of that stuff down. Yeah.
But this is, and you know, I don't use it for encryption. It's just, there's different things that I like. And as I find, it's like a worldwide phenomenon thing. So you're going to be on there with people all over the world talking about, you know, whatever subject you'd want. Now, you can imagine, it's almost like if you get in large groups of people, like, a 1,000 group of people, it's gonna be a mess. Mm. I mean, it's going to be a train wreck. But what I've found is it's really good to be able to keep up with people. It's like Slack for non-developers. So it's a tool that you can communicate with a bunch of people. It's like an ongoing activity stream.
That's pretty cool.
You can share documents. You can share whatever in it. And it's totally free. Hmm. And there are millions of users and more every day.
So why do you think people haven't heard about it?
I don't know.
Or do they not do marketing?
I think there's other things. I think there's other tools that, especially in the US, we would probably go to first.
Yeah.
Like okay. A tool like Slack. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And then for whatever reason, I've been like actually interested/looking at LinkedIn again after years and years and years because I was just curious if I started posting there, what would happen? And it was nuts. Mm. Like, I guess it's a wasteland, not a wasteland. I need to watch what I say. I guess there's not much content on there. So starting to post the 90-second leadership things on there and yeah. Getting a ton of interaction.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be a great place to put it because it is more leadership business oriented.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I have friends who are only on LinkedIn and not on Facebook. I mean, Facebook's getting pretty annoying. I'm using it less and less these days just because of the feed.
I don't use just SnapFace. Yeah.
I heard someone call it InstaFace.
InstaFace. I don't use the InstaFace.
All right. Who is one person who has influenced you recently? All right, I'll go.
Daniel M.
Daniel M.
No silver bullets.
Thank you. So I know this is not our listened question, and I won't repeat podcasts that I've recently listened to, but I have started listening to a few new ones. And as a result, those people have begun to influence me. So the first one is Choiceology with Dan Heath. So this is a interesting podcast. There's probably, you know, 6 or 7 episodes. It started out in February. And I mean, I think most people are familiar with Chip and Dan Heath, Switch. Yeah. And I mean, what are some of the other titles they've written? They're kind of like the Freakonomics guys, you know?
Were they Made to Stick?
No. Yeah, Made to Stick.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. So these guys are, I don't really know what to call them, but they're kind of
hustlers.
Sociologists, anthropologists, you know, observationalists.
Anthropologists, hustlers.
So this podcast is interesting because he just kind of talks about when intuition fails us and how individuals in history have made decisions and how we can learn from them. So he was talking about kind of a World War II, one of the episodes, a World War II decision between the Japanese and the Americans and the choices that were made here and there. So it's just, it's kind of produced at the business wars type of level. Oh, so it's animated, it has animated? Interviews. Well, you know, I mean, not visually.
Like cartoons and stuff, Daniel?
No.
Are you sure it's not? I mean, I've heard of it.
Well, I guess in podcast, my mind. But. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Dan Heath, he's kind of up on my radar again. So I'm going to look through all of those and I'll probably go back to one of his books. Another person who has recently influenced me is J.I. Packer. Now, he has had a big influence on my life and kind of the shaping of theology. And I did systematic theology with him in seminary and all this stuff. But I have recently gone back to Knowing God. My super That's good, old Daniel. Copy.
That is really good. We're glad. And I mean, haven't seen the fruit of that yet in your life, but I'm really glad you're getting back to Knowing God.
So it's neat to read the book that was written, I don't know how many years it is, like 40 years ago now. I mean, it's an old book, but it's neat to see just how relevant it is and his logic and his reasoning and just how he presents God and the gospel in and through that. How about you, Todd?
Okay. I'll see you, your Chippendale Heath book and raise you another one. Have you read Power of Moments?
The Power of Moments. I feel like you are the wind beneath my wings.
No, it's just talking about moments. I actually, I don't know if it ever dropped yet, but I did a blog on the 5 moments of need, like Google 5 moments of need. Mm. And it just talks about when people actually want training.
Yeah.
And so, or that's the lens that I look at it through. But the power of moments is talking about basically the what you would think it would be, you know, power of moments in people's lives, why certain experiences have a crazy impact on your life. So if you look back, there are things that have happened. Some of them may not, to other people, they'd look at that and they'd be like, how was that a pivotal moment? But people have those moments in their lives. And as church people, we should be the kings of that. And, you know, when we see that happen, take advantage of those.
Yeah. So doing a little bit of more of a deep dive in that, then are you saying maybe after the sermon, during a worship song, though that, I mean, when oh, someone's yeah. responding to it's the message, just, that could be that kind of moment?
Yeah. Or service, or, you know, I mean, serving in the community or whatever. It's just saying, hey, think about the power of moments. How many people listening to this can look back to a moment of church camp and say, hey, that was a pivotal moment in my life? Also, Daniel Pink, if you don't know Daniel Pink, he is awesome.
I thought you were talking about the band, but...
Pink or Daniel Pink? I don't know. I know Pink.
Yeah. No, Daniel Pink is good.
He is good.
Yeah. Bring him back. Let's rein it in.
You're the one that rained it out. Okay. Daniel Pink has a new book called Win, which is The Secret of Perfect Timing. And I'm just really getting started on that one.
That's cool. That's cool. All right, last question. What is one lesson you have learned recently? All right, well, this Sunday, we're starting our series on the book of Colossians. And we're actually, the sermon that I'm going to be preaching this Sunday is Colossians 1, 1 and 2. And I mean, you know, it's Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, and you know, he does his introduction and then he finishes out with grace and peace. And obviously that's a very customary greeting in a lot of his epistles, grace and peace. So I'm going to illustrate grace through one of the things that I've learned recently in parenting. And in the way that I parent, it's not that I have it all together. And if you listen to the podcast I do with my wife, the in-between one, you'll know we don't have it all together. So we are not experts. But the thing that I've learned recently is just how important it is to share grace when disciplining and how to show grace and when to show grace. So one of my daughters has been lying quite a bit and she lost privileges. And I mean, my default is law. My default is justification. It's, right. You know, you need to know your consequences. You need to know all this stuff. And there was a moment after I kind of laid down the law where started taking away a lot of her privileges where Christina looked at me and she was like, I think that was a little too harsh. And I was like, you're right. So I started kind of, I began sharing and showing grace to her and relating that to the gospel and how much Christ has given us and how he has shown grace to us and just helping her make those connections. So that's something that I've been learning via Paul Tripp in his parenting book. Been reading that, feeling very convicted, and naturally so, God's given me opportunities to live it out. So
yeah, any Paul Tripp book you read is just
so
brutal.
It is.
It's like self-torture.
All right, how about you, Todd? What is one lesson you've learned recently?
I'm getting old.
That you're getting old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm 42, and I used to be able to survive on, you know, well, thrive, really, on 6 hours, maybe seven tops a night of sleep. I could drop 10 pounds whenever I wanted, you know, all the things that it's just realizing, okay, dude, you need to make some changes to continue to function at the level that you've been functioning at for the last 20 years. So I think that's a big thing.
Hey, and it's good to realize that when you're still healthy versus realizing that on a hospital bed or in another situation like that.
It's true. I wouldn't exactly call me healthy, but
well,
I look all right.
You're not in an IV hospital, and you had another kid.
Yes. So. And I just had it. I mean,
so you're decent.
Yeah,
you're not your Abercrombie and Fitch days.
No. But yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's the big thing for me is just recognizing that, saying it out loud and going, okay, but yeah, what are you going to do about it? Because the big thing is you just have this in this idea, oh, you can always do one more thing or you can make it through, you can sleep, you know, you're fine. But I mean, you know, I just got off a plane last night and a couple of days before I was out until the wee hours of the morning, because our flight got delayed like 5 times.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's just, you know, it's recognizing the life.
Yeah.
It's catching up with me.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Once again, go back to episode 284 if you didn't listen to the first two questions. But next episode, we're going to get back into the swing of things. We have a question about just how to plant successfully and frequently from a mother church. So this is a mother church that was planted and he is multiplying now. So just we're going to be digging into that a little bit with Ed. And then the next episode that I
Why you gotta am dig going into to be that recording with. Why not me? Why not me, Daniel? Why not me? I was excited about that.
All right, James, let's keep
I was already
again.
Thinking about, like, what am I going to say? Here's some examples I can do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're talking about multiples now.
Yeah.
Ed's just a planting guy with a long, scraggly facial hair.
I'll let you duel it out with him. Then on episode 288, we're going to be, that's when we're going to be on again. Todd,
I think I should arm wrestle Ed at the SBC.
And we're actually going to have Keith Getty on. We're going to be playing an interview that we had with him and doing some commentary around that. So be sure to subscribe if you haven't yet done so.
No,
and we will catch you next time.
No.